USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364-62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jan Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A Florida lawmaker is alerting Americans the threat from other nations increases as we worry about petty problems. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the United States is getting rolled by China and we need to wake up and figure out our priorities.
While China is pursuing economic and technological dominance, we find ourselves here busy canceling people and demanding the use of the right pronouns to describe people or claiming that requiring a photo ID to vote is the return of a Jim Crow era.
The Republican also saying socialism isn't the answer and that we need capitalism, but with a tweak.
In those instances in which the market's most efficient outcome is one that's bad for our people, for our national security, for our national interests, bad for America, in those instances, what we need is targeted industrial policy to protect our people, our country, and our future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, the CDC released new data about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot, as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy, may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is, in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today, we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code, can mean a different life expectancy, just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
As of Tuesday, 37.7% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Charles Grodin has died at the age of 86 from bone marrow cancer. Best known as the dad in Beethoven and the Broadway show Same Time Next Year, the actor's son Nicholas says Charles died peacefully Tuesday at his home in Wilton, Connecticut, where he was surrounded by family, including his wife Alyssa. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.